India's election results hold trouble for believers. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party, the BJP, won the elections by a landslide. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti says while it's a positive sign for business leaders,
from the Christian community, it is really not a good thing. We have seen the escalation of persecution during the last 5 years of that this current party has led the government. Christians across the country are bracing themselves for another 5 years of the same, and many are expecting it to get worse. We've got to keep praying that those people who are out there working hard for building the kingdom continue with the same fervor and passion as they have been doing.
And many Ugandan children are at risk for human trafficking and don't stay in school after age 13. Set Free Ministries is breaking ground on Light Academy and Vocational Center to give these students the chance to receive a Christian education and learn some career skills. Dean Vandermeer also says,
we want every one of our young people to know how to do jobs that when they leave that high school, they can be gainfully employed immediately. So the girls will know how to do hair, they'll know how to sew, they'll know how to cook, they'll know how to grow their own food.
In 4 years, this boarding school will house 1,200 new students. So pray for Set Free as they continue this building project and for the students to hear God's word. They need your help and child sponsors. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.